We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel appointed for this Sunday is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 21st chapter, verses 23 through 27. When Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came up to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" Jesus answered them, "I also will give you one question, and if you tell me the answer, then I also will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, from where did it come from heaven or from man?" And they discussed it among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say from man, we are afraid of the crowd, for they all hold that John was a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again, saying that the way of the Lord is just, and that our ways are not just. Even though we sometimes are still tempted to claim that it's not our fault, just like the house of Israel did, and yet we should admit and confess to you our sins and unrighteousness, our faults, so that we may receive God's love and forgiveness through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you today is taken from the Old Testament lesson. The words of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 18. A special attention to the following verses. "The word of the Lord came to me." What do you mean by repeating this proverb concerning the land of Israel? "The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. As I live, declares the Lord God, this proverb shall no more be used by you in Israel." Yet the house of Israel says, "The way of the Lord is not just." O house of Israel, are my ways not just? Is it not your ways that are not just? Says the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior, the Lord of our Christian life. If I were to ask you this morning, have you ever blamed someone else for something you did wrong? What would you say right now? Think about it for just a moment. Have you ever blamed someone else for something you did wrong? "It's not my fault. It's not my responsibility, or even for that matter, I had absolutely nothing to do with it." Have you ever done that? Yes, we have. The fall of Adam and Eve in the very beginning of time is a very good example of that. When they blamed God and each other, even though God told them, "You must not eat fruit from the tree in the middle of the garden. You must not touch it, or you will die." And yet what happened? Adam and Eve disobeyed God, and they ate of the forbidden fruit. As a matter of fact, God called out to Adam and said, "Adam, where are you?" And what did Adam say? "I heard the sound of thee in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and so I hid myself." And what did God say to Adam? Who told you that you were naked? Did you eat of the fruit I commanded you not to eat? And what did Adam say again? The woman, remember, Lord, the woman whom you gave to me, she gave me the fruit and I ate. And then God turns to the woman and said, what is this that you have done? And the woman, Eve, said to God, the serpent deceived me, and so I ate. And that's precisely what the house of Israel was doing, not only blaming God for not being just or fair with them, but blaming their own parents. Imagine their own parents for their sins and unrighteousness. But at the same time, the Lord told them that they needed to change their ways. As a matter of fact, the house of Israel dared question God, saying, the way of the Lord is not just. To which the Lord God responded immediately, saying, hear now, O house of Israel, is my way not just? Is not your ways that are not just? Unfortunately, the house of Israel did not want to take responsibility for their actions. As far as they were concerned, it was their parents' fault, not theirs. The proverb that the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. So God got very angry with them. He told them that they could no longer say that it wasn't their fault and that they couldn't give up evil and follow Him, obey His laws and His commandments. As a matter of fact, God gave them a choice. They had to make a choice between condemnation or restoration. For those who were unwilling to obey, uphold, follow God's laws and commandments, God's anger and vengeance and punishment would come upon them. Listen to what the prophet Ezekiel says. The soul who sins shall die. He goes on to say in verse 26, when a righteous person turns away from his righteousness and does injustice, he shall die for it. For the injustice that he has done, he shall die. But at the same time, this same God says that those who were willing to obey, uphold, and follow his laws and commandments, God's compassion and mercy and forgiveness would also come upon them. The words of the prophet Ezekiel in verse 27, again, when a wicked person turns away from the wickedness he has committed and does what is just and right, he shall live. And yet it's interesting to note that the house of Israel would continue to say, the ways of the Lord are not just. They're simply not fair. To which God always responded, saying, O house of Israel, are my ways not just? Is it not your ways that are not just? Unfortunately, sad to say, they just weren't ready to accept God's ways. They wanted to do their own thing, what they thought was right and acceptable in their eyes. They were stubborn. They were unwilling to obey, uphold, and follow God's laws and commandments. Therefore, the Lord God finally told them with a warning, I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways. Not only that, but the Lord went on to say, repent and turn from all your transgressions, lest iniquity be your ruin, your destruction. Cast away from you all the transgressions that you have committed and make yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. As a matter of fact, the Lord expressed great love and concern for them. He asked them a very important question. Why will you die, O house of Israel? Why? For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, says the Lord God. So turn and live. Unfortunately, the same continues to be today. It is always someone else's fault, isn't it? No one wants to be held accountable for their actions in our society. As a matter of fact, in our society, people try to blame it either on their parents, their genetics, our environment, what happened during their childhood, during the time they spent in high school or elementary school. Does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm sure it does. I've heard it so many times. It's my parents' fault. It's the environment that we live in. Something that happened to me during childhood, and we could go on and on this morning. When people blame others for their sinful behavior, they do not only fail to take responsibility for their sins, but they also fail to receive God's love and forgiveness by saying, I'm sorry. And yet, we have to take responsibility, don't we? What did we do this morning? We, in the words of a confession absolution, we acknowledge together publicly in God's house that we are sinful beings in need of God's forgiveness. And not to try to blame each other like the Adam and Eve did at the very beginning of time, or blame our parents or anyone else for our wrongdoings and our sins and unrighteousness. We shouldn't allow our ego, our pride, to be in the way of our relationship to God. If life isn't going our way, we shouldn't blame it on someone else. If someone points out that we had done something wrong, we shouldn't come up with all kinds of reasons and excuses to justify our actions. And I could go on and on, blaming someone else or even blaming God when things don't go our way. And yet, what does God say through the prophet Ezekiel? We need to repent. We need to acknowledge our sins, our unrighteousness, and receive God's love and forgiveness. Yes, our parents may have also eaten sour grapes, but that is no reason or excuse why we grit our teeth at God's ways like the house of Israel did. Instead, we should, as I said before, confess our sins. If we confess our sins and unrighteousness, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins, especially as we kneel today and receive the true body and blood of Jesus in the Holy Sacrament and have God's unconditional love and forgiveness. We need to listen to the words of the prophet Ezekiel at the end of our text. Cast away from you all the transgressions that you have committed, and make yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit as we also choose not condemnation, but restoration, reconciliation with God the Father through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May our prayer today be the words that we're going to sing at the end of our service, the closing hymn. Create in me a new heart, O Lord, that gladly I obey your word, that what you will be my desire, and with new life my soul inspire. So may God bless us and keep us faithful to his word, obeying God's laws and commandments. As we repent, we receive His forgiveness through Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.